British American Tobacco, BAT, has urged the government to review its heavy taxes on smokeless products, including vapors, and to clamp down on the illicit trade of cigarettes that is expected to dent state revenue by 34 billion rupees in this fiscal year. A delegation of BAT and its affiliate Pakistan Tobacco Company, PTC, met Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb this week, said company officials on Wednesday. Last year, the government increased duties on vapors by 2,500%, which required at least 3,000% increase in prices to reach even break-even point, said Asad Shah, a PTC executive. He said PTC had to withdraw from the market after the imposition of heavy duties, and this allowed smuggled vapors to take over. PTC Managing Director Syed Ali Akbar said that the company raised the issue of heavy duties on smokeless products with the finance minister, and he promised to look into it. The minister acknowledged the adverse implications of illicit cigarettes and agreed that there was a need to shift policies, said Shah. BAT is working to promote vaping and oral products as well as oral nicotine pouches to shift away from cigarettes. By 2035, BAT would earn more than half of its revenues from smokeless products, said Kingsley Wheaton, the company's chief corporate officer. But he cautioned that the achievement of targets would hinge on policy support from governments and public health regulators. The company earned 17.5% of total revenue from smokeless products last year. BAT is working to reduce the health impact of tobacco business by switching to smokeless products, which have lower risks. However, the formal tobacco sector is suffering badly in Pakistan due to increase in duties and the fearless penetration of smuggled and local non-duty-paid cigarette brands. In the last budget, the government significantly increased taxes on tobacco, which instead of curbing smoking, resulted in shifting smokers from tax-paid expensive brands to cheaper illicit brands. The share of illicit and untaxed cigarettes increased from 22% to 54%. Total estimated annual sales of cigarettes are around 79 billion sticks, and estimates suggest that 46 billion sticks are sold in Pakistan without paying taxes. The 200% excise shock in 2023 considerably shrank the formal sector, and as a result, government revenue and the share of formal sector would go down in the current year, said Asad Shah. Last year, the government received 277 billion rupees in revenue from regulated manufacturers, which was expected to decrease to 243 billion rupees this year, he said. A revenue reduction of about 34 billion rupees, or 12%, is projected. Likewise, the formal sector sold 36 billion sticks of cigarettes last year, which is projected to dip 8.3% to 33 billion sticks. He said that there was no reduction in the number of consumers who shifted to cheaper smuggled brands.